So now we've got some announcements this morning. The Gathering is moving our office space to a new location. We will be moving to an office in the Community Christian Reformed Church on Beleams Road. This move means that we will need to clean out our present office space, and we need your help. Please join us this Tuesday at 6:30 to help with the packing and purging.
This Tuesday is our final snack attack for the school year. Please pray for the children and youth of Chandler Mowat as they enter into summer with new schedules. Let's be praying for the community center staff and all the programs that will run from here this summer.
We will not be meeting for worship next Sunday morning. We will meet again on Sunday, July 5th.
Thank you for the many ways you give generously to the Gathering Church. God invites us to serve him through giving as we are able. We are thankful that as a church we continue to do the good work God has called us to do.
So this morning, Catherine will be speaking about proximity. God chooses to come close to his people and invites us, his people, to come closer to those around us to show love, mercy, and light. Ben and I were asked to share about some people who kind of do that for us in our lives, or some instances where we've experienced like close proximity to God. And immediately when I thought of somebody that does this for me, I thought of Kate. I feel that Kate always has a smile on her face when she comes to youth and Sunday school. And especially at youth each week, she really doesn't interrogate us, but she always comes very inquisitively to each youth and kind of asks us about our week. And it's not that the other youth leaders don't do that, but I just feel that Kate does it in a really like authentic way, and she really takes what each youth says to heart. I feel like this act of Kate being so inquisitive and curious about us, actively engaging with us and like playing most games, not volleyball though, but she'll engage with us a lot. And so I feel like that prompts me to get closer and ask questions about others. And I feel like that's just really helped me learn about other people as she's learned about us. She exemplifies kindness, which is something that allows us to all be closer in proximity with the Lord, and I feel like Kate is just a really good example. So that's who I thought of.
I would like to mention all the youth leaders. So this year at youth, we studied the armor of God. And with that, Ellen prepared a super cool craft where every week we would add a little piece of armor to this little soldier to help us visualize. I learned that each piece had a different meaning. For me, the sword of truth stood out the most. And we also learned two words in a different language, one of which was Rima. It reminds us that God comes close to us and speaks the truth for the moment.
Now we'll be reading from different portions of the Bible. So.
I'll be reading from 1 John 4. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love God does not know God, because God is love. This is how God shows his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love has made complete in us.
I am reading from Hebrews 10. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, thank you for being a loving Father who we can come be close to. We are grateful for how you encourage us to be closely connected with you and one another. Be with those of us who are celebrating dads today, and for those whose dads are no longer here, but with you, and recognize those whose relationships is a tad more complex. Amen. And I'd like to invite Ellen up forward.
All right. Thank you, Ben and Olivia. Thrilled to be able to share with you that today is our very last Kids Zone for this year. Whew! It's just, you know, you get to Christmas and you're like, yeah, this is great. And you go through Lent and you're like, oh, this is getting hard. And after Lent, you're like, oh man, it's not quite June. So here we are. I wanted to share with you just in terms of the incredible amount of foundational work the children have been doing in Kids Zone these past number of weeks from the fall. So we started strong, learning a song that was Psalm 23, which I think is really a special verse that carries us through the good times and the bad times, and it's something we can always reflect on and carry with us. So for kids to have that in their hearts and in their minds, I think is pretty awesome. We moved on then, thanks Hans. In January, we looked at Fruits of the Spirit. In addition to the regular lesson work that we were doing every week, at the beginning of our session together, we would spend some time talking about spiritual disciplines, and the Fruits of the Spirit was a big part of that through January and February. And we have a song this morning that we're going to share with you about the Fruits of the Spirit. I hope you're going to enjoy that. And then we also spent time this spring learning the Lord's Prayer. And so having each week looking at different parts of the Lord's Prayer, adding on and building as we went with some actions. I would love to share that with you, but Catherine said, no, you have to choose two things only. So we have a memory verse for you this morning, and we have the song about the Fruits of the Spirit that we're excited to share with you. Even though I believe we're going to be an extremely small Kids Zone group this morning, it'll still be good. So I just wanted to make sure you're aware, like, the work that your children have been doing this year in Kids Zone, I believe is really helping them form a beautifully firm foundation in our Lord. And that, like, you couldn't, you know, ask for more, I think. So I hope that is as affirming to you as it is to me. I look forward to next year when we dive into more and continue to grow together. And with that, I will invite the friends who are here from Kids Zone, and if you are a youth member and you've been coming to Kids Zone, I'm going to invite you up too. Kai, come on. So if you feel led to come up, please, please come. We need you. Oh, nice. We need you. Okay. Where did my, see those little pieces of paper? If you don't have a little piece of paper. And then we'll just okay, so we are just getting ourselves organized. Is there anyone here? No.
So we're going to start with our memory verse, and friends, we're going to be very loud and projecting our voices so everybody can hear, all right?
I guess that's why there's a message.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Okay, so if you can say it without the paper, that's okay, but if you need the paper, we'll, you know, okay, it's important. Look at that, okay? On the counter, we're going to say it together nice and loud for 1 minute.
little bit.
So, reset. If you want to hand me your papers, I'll take them so you don't have to.
Has an impact on her life, and she wrote it out by hand, and I love it, Lena. Here you go.
Okay. What I like about Kids Zone is the arts and crafts we do. I also like the songs that we sing and the Bible stories that we read. But my most favorite thing is the activities that Alan, Abigail, and Olivia plan. I just want to say thank you to them for making Kids Zone Kids Zone. That's what I like about Kids Zone.
Thank you. Can you give that to them? Can you give that to Ellen? Thank you. I'm going to invite Debbie and Barb up, and we'll continue to worship together. And kids, you can head to Kids Zone with our deepest thanks, Ellen, Olivia, and Abigail, for just the beautiful way you lead our kids in growth.
If you're able. Catherine had shared the theme with me, so I had that in mind when I was choosing the song about thinking about proximity to God. So this song is a prayer expressing our need for God.
For leading us. Good morning. I want to add my blessings to fathers who are here this morning, and my hope is that you will know God's deep love for you as you invest in the lives of your children, whether they are grown or whether they are still nearby. Continue to do the good work of investing in your kids. It's important work to lay a really solid foundation. It is good to be with you this morning. The end of this coming week, well, actually today marks the beginning of summer, but when we look at the end of this week, it marks the beginning of summer, where for some, schedules change, vacations are taken, camp and summer activities begin, and for some, summer offers a time of slowing down, of lingering in creation, of visiting with family and friends. We will notice change at the Gathering Church over the summer. With vacations and outings over weekends, we might miss seeing each other on Sunday mornings. But as a faith community, I want to encourage us to continue to pray for one another, to continue to pray for the life and the mission of the church, and find ways to encourage one another as the body of Christ. So we might not be able to meet regularly, but let's continue to hold each other in prayer. For teachers and students, your school year is almost complete. And may you know God's refreshment. As you finish this year, as you celebrate growth in your students and also students within yourselves, and as you reflect back on the many friendships and the learnings that happened throughout this school year. And Chris and Amanda, we want to extend our blessings to you as Hidden Acres comes into full swing, might already be in full swing, but very surely it will be. We want to thank you for leading the staff, and for the leading the campers, and for the single moms, and inviting them into experiences where God is near, where they are safe, where they are offered a place of refreshment and growth, and lots of fun. So thank you for leading in that way. Our youth are out in Kids Zone right now, but some of our youth are going to be staffed this summer at Hidden Acres, which is really, really exciting. And several of our children and our youth will be going as campers to Hidden Acres. So let's really be praying for Hidden Acres, for the ministry that they have there, and for our children and youth who are going to be participating in really the goodness, the joy of being able to go to camp. And my hope for each of you is that summer offers moments of refreshment, that you might get to take a walk in a forest or go for a swim in a lake, or rest by the beauty of a garden or in a park, and that you will be reminded that God invites us into times of rest for our hearts and our souls and our minds to be refreshed and rejuvenated, and that you will know that God is with you and his love is rich and present. So I really ask that God would bless the summer rhythms that will take place in our lives and the life of the church. Let's pray together. God, it is good to hear words from Lena, from Ben and Olivia, from Ellen, just to know, God, that as we as a congregation desire to invest in our children and youth, that they are growing in their faith and understanding of you. God, thank you that you draw near to us, that you long to pour into us. And so this morning, may we hear your words for us as individuals and for us as a faith community. God, thank you that you journey with us in all seasons of life, that you are here, that you are near, that you are active. Be present on this day in the places that may feel shadowy, in the places where we are rejoicing over much. Thank you that you are a God who is close. In your name we pray. Amen. Zacchaeus, hurry down. I want to stay with you today. Let the little children come to me. Don't stop them. Jesus reached out his hand and he touched the man, and immediately leprosy left him. Jesus stopped and he said, call him over. They called out to the blind man and said, don't be afraid. Come on, Jesus is calling you. These are just a few samplings of the many times recorded in Scripture where Jesus went close to people or where Jesus invited people to come close to him. When Zacchaeus gets close to Jesus, his life is transformed. When the children come to Jesus, he holds them, he talks with them, and he blesses them. When Jesus touches the man with leprosy, full physical healing takes place. Bartimaeus goes from begging on the side of the road to being invited by Jesus to come close for a conversation. Jesus came close to people, and he invited them to come close to him. Artwork of Jesus often shows him surrounded by great crowds of people or engaging one-on-one with someone. We read of Jesus hopping in a boat with his disciples, sitting on a hillside with those longing to hear him teach, sharing a meal at a table, staying at the home of friends. And the concept of close proximity to Jesus is a central theme of the New Testament, reflecting both physical closeness during his time on earth and spiritual closeness for those who follow him post his resurrection. During his time on earth, Jesus' physical presence was a source of transformation and of blessing. Those who were physically close to him often experienced profound changes in their lives, healing, welcome into society, belonging, forgiveness, and an invitation into a new journey of faith. Mark 3:14 reminds us that Jesus didn't want to do ministry alone. It reads, he appointed 12 whom he designated as apostles to accompany him. He wanted his disciples to come close to him, to be with him. Jesus invited people to come near. He listened and he responded. He engaged in conversations while walking from place to place. He offered warm welcome and gentle touch. God's desire is to be near his people, and this is made evident in Jesus coming to earth to make his dwelling among us. John 1:14 describes this so beautifully. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And Matthew 1 reveals that the virgin will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God's desire is to be in close proximity to us. And hopefully, our desire is to be near to God. The psalmist declares in Psalm 73:28, "But for me, it is good to be near God." Or as a New American Standard reads, "But as for me, the nearness of God is good for me." It is good to be near God. The goodness of God is good for me. As followers of Jesus in 2026, we don't have the gift of being in a physical closeness to Jesus, but nonetheless, we are given the gift of Jesus being close in close proximity to us. Jesus promises many times that he is with us always, that he remains in us, that he draws close to us. In faith, we trust that Jesus is truthful to his promises, that he is with us, and that he will not leave us. But well beyond our faith, Jesus reveals his closeness to us spiritually. We can sense Jesus. In my faith journey, I described Jesus' closeness as warmth, or as this peace that really settles in, or a gentleness. You will use different words to describe Jesus' closeness to you, or you might not even be able to describe Jesus' presence in your life with words, because words don't always fully adequately describe what Jesus' presence is like for us. But what we can be assured of is that Jesus will make his presence known to us. That is a promise. Again, in the Psalms, the psalmists often write about what it feels like when they think God is absent. So this means that we can know that they know what it feels like when God is close because they recognize when they think he is absent. Psalm 22 reads, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from the cries of my anguish?" Feeling distant from God is a human experience, but it does not indicate God's absence. We might feel it, but it's not a truth that God is indeed absent. Instead, in those times, it calls us to trust in God's promises and in faith to recognize that God is closer than we can understand or imagine. Sometimes it is us who try to push God away, just as Peter did in Luke 5. It reads, "When Simon Peter saw the miraculous catch, he fell at Jesus' knee and he said, 'Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man.'" Peter is trying to push Jesus away because he doesn't understand. But Jesus' response to Peter is, "Don't be afraid, Peter. Don't be afraid." And then Peter leaves everything that he has and he leaves to follow Jesus. He is one who accompanies Jesus as Jesus goes forth and teaches and heals. In Peter's life and in our lives, Jesus' promises remain, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." As followers of Jesus, we are invited into practices that lead us to closeness to Jesus. Being still before God, praying, reading scripture, singing or listening to a song of praise, meditating on the ways of God, listening to the testimonies of others, confessing, listening to Jesus, journaling. Again, the list goes on as we are invited to practice being in the presence of God. And as we practice being in the presence of God, we are encouraged, we are guided, we are given a new revelation, and we are transformed more and more into Christ's image. In John 15, we read, or we hear Jesus say, "Remain in me as I also remain in you." Remain in me as I also remain in you. How might you practice being in the presence of Jesus? What are you drawn to do? As God dwells in close proximity to us, we as God's people are invited to be in close proximity to others, those who join us as followers of God, and others with whom our lives intersect. Earlier this morning, Ben and Olivia read scripture, and one that they read was, God showed his love among us by sending his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete. There is profound mystery here. God's love and presence is made complete when we love one another. And we know that authentic love comes most often by being in close proximity. Here at the gathering, we choose to share Jesus' love through being in close proximity to one another and to the community around us. And as we continue to do this, we see lives transformed and people of all ages growing in their faith and in their understanding of Jesus. Again, Lena shared this morning about how valuable Kids Zone is to her. In Kids Zone, the adult and youth leaders, they get close to the children. They sit amongst them. They listen to their stories and their questions. They share biblical stories with them, and they guide them into creative expression of Bible themes. Together, in close proximity to one another, the children are memorizing scripture, learning the stories of the Bible, and being loved and encouraged. And we are so very grateful for Ellen, Olivia, and Abigail. They just invest so very deeply into our kids with love and with hope. Ben and Olivia shared about the value of being in close proximity to other youth and the youth leaders. They join on Wednesday nights to play and laugh together, to learn about Jesus and ways to grow in being followers of Christ. And of course, they enjoy a snack together. A couple of weeks ago, Cade shared how a prayer prayed over him by Chris revealed God's faithfulness to him. As Chris was in close proximity to Caden's life, he was directed in a prayer that answered a desire of Cade's heart. That is proximity. Our kids and our youth are growing in faith as they gather in close proximity to one another and to Jesus. Last Sunday, we celebrated Tracy's new faith through her baptism. And what a beautiful moment of celebration that was. And this picture shows another way of how we as God's people gather in close proximity to bless one another. We lay hands on each other. We speak prayers over each other. And we encourage one another in our faith journeys. In Tracy's testimony, she shared how Barb's friendship and love, and how a coworker, in a time where Tracy felt lost in her life, both modeled God's love and peace to her. They came close to Tracy, and Tracy saw in them the peace of Christ, and she was drawn towards God's love for her. And now she is living a transformed life. God also calls us to be in close proximity to those who are living on the margin and those who are carrying burdens. In Matthew 25, we read a parable. And as I read this parable to you, I'm going to encourage you to listen for words that represent close proximity and ways that close proximity brings definition to serving God. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you as a stranger, invite you in, or needing clothing and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. First, let's look at the words used to show close proximity to the person in need. You gave me food and drink. In that transfer, there is close proximity. You invited me in. Close proximity. You clothed me. You looked after me. You were near me. You came to visit me. You came to me. You got close to me. And somehow in doing this, Jesus says that we are also doing this for him. And I find this such a beautiful invitation from God, that we, his beloved children, get to serve God who we love by serving others. That serving others is an act of worship of God. That in blessing others, we bless God. In loving one another, God's love is made complete. We as a church seek to live this verse out by being in very close proximity to the Chandler Mowat community. We sit at tables to share meals. We work together in the kitchen. We engage in conversations over healthy snacks, and we deliver new clothing. As I read through that parable this week, I'm like, wow, church, we are serving God by serving others and being in close proximity. And God's word tells us that by doing these things, these actions, that God's love is made complete. On the screen, there is a picture of the gathering being in close proximity to some youth from this year's high schoolers only dinner, and this is the leadership team. And over the course of this school year, God's love was revealed through cooking together in the kitchen. And while learning how to follow a recipe, to chop, to measure, and to stir, the youth engaged in meaningful conversations with adults who represented God's love to them. Just this past Tuesday at our final meal for this school year, one of the youth came and expressed that he was having a really, really difficult day. And three different gathering adults engaged with him, listening, offering wisdom and compassion, and letting him know that he wasn't alone. And at the end of the evening, I said to this youth, I said, how are you feeling? And he said, way better. I am glad that I came tonight. The conversations helped a lot. In loving one another, God's love is made complete. This picture shows Debbie in close proximity to some female youth. And there is such evidence in this picture of warm welcome and ease of conversation. These youth had the opportunity to share their future plans with Debbie, to share their dreams, and to learn from and with Debbie. In loving one another, God's love is made complete. At Snack Attack on Tuesday, a mom wandered over and stood among us. She was in very close proximity to us. And she started to cry, really, really cry, and to speak how overwhelming life felt for her. She received a hug, and she was reminded of her worth and encouraged that she is seen and that she is loved, and that she is not alone. And as she left, she said, I don't know what we would do without the church being here. In loving one another, God's love is made complete. 2 weeks ago, as I was driving home from Snack Attack, I said out loud, which I often do when I'm driving alone, I said, God, how is it that we are feeding you as we feed these children and youth? I cannot know the fullness of this mystery, but I understand in a fresh way that to be present and to offer mercy, that we are embodying Jesus. We come as representatives of Jesus, and we are bringing Jesus and the ways of Jesus in close proximity with others. And somehow, in these acts of love, God's love is made complete. Recently, a youth that we know through being present in Chandler Mowat sent me a text. It read, "God has had his hand on my shoulder guiding me, and I know it's been through you and the church. I don't know anything else about this youth story, but in whatever she was experiencing, she reflected on the gathering, being present, and embodying Jesus. In loving one another, God's love is complete." Episcopal priest Stephanie Spellers gives a beautiful description, or what I think is a beautiful description, of the church living in close proximity to God and one another. Stephanie writes, "There is something elemental and compelling about communities of people who help one another to grow into all that we are created to be, where each person is as committed to the other's flourishing and to the flourishing of the whole, where the members are willing to sacrifice their own comfort and even their lives for the sake of the other and for the dream that they share. In loving one another, God's love is complete." When we get in close proximity, we serve God and lives are changed. And I'm going to close with a passage that Olivia read from Hebrews this morning as an encouragement to each one of us. "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deed, not giving up meeting together, but encouraging one another." God chooses to be in close proximity to you. He offers his presence, his love, his forgiveness, and his guidance. He is faithful to his promises. And God invites us to be his presence to others, to bring his love to the life of those around us. And in loving one another, God's love is made complete. Let's pray. God, thank you that you are a relational God. Thank you, God, that you invite us into your story, which becomes our story, our stories. Thank you, God, that you draw close to us, that you are here, that you are present, that you are loving and kind, that you are life-giving. And thank you, God, in great mystery, that you invite us to go and to bring your love to others. And as we do that, your love is made complete. May this be so, God. When we come in close proximity to the other, to those around us, God, will your love be made complete? God, as you give us loving kindness, as we are filled, may we pour that out onto others, knowing that this is how you desire for us to live. Thank you that you are near. Amen. And you are invited to come to the gathering space on Tuesday evening at 6:30 to help as we clean and get ready for our new move. You're welcome to join us. We have a special treat as we enter into summer. I hope you'll stay for conversation and prayer if you would like this morning. And I'm going to offer to us just a benediction over our summer. May the warmth of the summer sun remind you of God's steadfast love. The gentle breezes carry his peace into your heart, and the beauty of creation draw you closer to his presence. As days grow long and light fills the earth, may your spirit be renewed, your joy be full, and your life shine as a reflection of Christ's grace. Go in God's blessing, walk in God's strength, and rest in God's unfailing care now and always. Amen. Go in God's peace.